This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Yeah, it is crazy. It's crazy how those two have, especially on the Taylor Swift side, from the 931 texter, it's breaking news on my ESPN app. I just saw that the Colorado Avalanche tweeted out a congrats to Taylor Swift and Kelce on this exciting moment. Well, they know they're going to get views. They know how it works. Mike Brohar joining me now for the first time in a long time. Mike with CSURams.com and Ram Wire Insider. Great to catch up with you, my friend. Great to see you out at practice today.
It was lovely seeing you today, and I guess this means I'm no longer fired.
Nope, you were fired for a little bit, couldn't get your replacement ironed out, and then rehired, Mike. So welcome back, my friend. And a little bump in pay. We're doubling it.
So what you're telling me is that you couldn't find anybody better than you.
I mean, kind of, and it sounds a lot worse than it is, Mike, but trust me, it's a positive. What's that?
I think it is as bad as it sounds.
Mike, would you like to congrats Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce on their engagement? Man, it's big news.
I already did. I texted them both.
Whatever. I'm sure they're great people, whatever. It's just, I see the Avalanche. Like, the Avalanche just tweeted this out. Congrats to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce on this exciting moment. That's just interesting, you know, because I don't see that happening, you know, very often with random, you know, any football player outside of maybe a Broncos player. And it's a Chiefs player, too. Do we have a problem with that? That's just starting to hit me wrong, Mike, as we talk about it.
Why can't they beat Taylor Swift fans and they're just happy for her?
I don't know. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe, you know, you're bringing the positivity here on a Tuesday, Mike, and we can appreciate that.
I just don't know why people would get all flummoxed about two people who seem very happy with each other deciding that they wanted to get married. I don't see anything negative about that.
Even the Avalanche tweeting about a Chief there? He's a Bronco killer,
again,
Mike.
Again, but they're Taylor Swift fans probably.
Yeah, maybe so. All right, there you go. Trying to look at the brighter side of life. It is game week, Mike. Before I get into that, though, I've enjoyed what you've been doing, dude. The mic check, the hashtag mic check that you did, that you've been doing. And last was it yesterday? Talking yeah. about like the rise of freshmen enrolling at Colorado State. I thought that was fascinating, Mike. Roll off some of those stats that you brought up.
Well, no, it's just a record number of freshmen that have enrolled at Colorado State this year. And among that was a record number of Colorado freshmen, so in-state students that are choosing to go to Colorado State instead of that other school down south or even the Harvard of Weld County. So that's neat. And then I thought it was cool because on Saturday night, Jay did practice. They did their mock game late. They let the students walk across the field. 6,000 to 8,000, that's what I heard. They all get in there, you teach them the cheers. And I think it's a great way to introduce freshmen to what college life can be like, what game day experience can be like. Because I think we all know, I think a lot of people are obviously big fans of professional sports. But to me, the dividing line between them and college is the atmosphere of the event. And I think college students bring an atmosphere like no other. And the more that you have there, the better it is. I mean, we get some rowdy season ticket holders, some longtime season ticket holders that love to tailgate, that love to make themselves heard on game day. But nobody does it better than, you know, a student section of 13,000 kids.
Yeah, well, and I just, that's a fascinating note, too. I mean, the video you put together showing all those students, getting them engaged, and then the rise, you know, in freshmen and choosing Colorado State over a lot of those other areas. And you and I can make the Harvard of Weld County joke, too, because we are, you know, we're alum, Mike. We gotta stick together.
If you guys think it's a joke, I never consider it a joke. I am a proud graduate of the Harvard of Weld County.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to make sure, because you know how people can get. They can take a tweet and go crazy with it.
institution.
What if, like, in the student connection, I mean, what the video you put out there, I mean, that was a lot of people showing up for that, a lot of students showing up. Is that kind of unique over the last couple of years? Have you really seen a growth there or a commitment to getting the students involved well before the actual games start up?
I think this administration, it starts with John Weber and, you know, Scott Sidwell and Chris Ferris and Christina Diaz. They are very big. Even Amy Parsons, you got to include her in that. They are very big in the game day experience. We talk about it here all the time in athletics. We want to go 2-0 every game day. We want to win off the field. We want to win on the field. So off the field, that's kind of the marketing department. That's communications getting involved. That's everybody getting involved, ticketing. You want to have that Saturday, if it's a football Saturday, or if it's a Thursday night basketball game, you want that to be such an experience. People want to come back and do it again and again and again. And I think you've seen a lot of things. They've done some things, trial and error, with different aspects of pregame and during the game. And if it doesn't work, they just try something else. But this is not an administration that's afraid to try something that they think can enhance the game day experience. And a lot of it's worked. I mean, you saw, we sold a record number of merchandise last year. We had our highest football attendance ever last year. We're selling out basketball games for women. We're selling out basketball games for men. We're selling out volleyball matches. Those are things that, you know, you want to do. And part of it is, it's not just the game that's being played. It's what you feel when you're in the arena, when you're in the venue. And I think this administration has really put a focus on that, and it's shown.
Yeah, no question about it. You can see it. You can feel it. You're hearing more and more about it. Mike, quick question for you. Next Tuesday night, are you going? Is next Tuesday night when you know our old school and your current school, UNC, CSU, are going at it on the volleyball side of things?
Will I be there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't looked that far advanced at my schedule.
Well, I'm just going to tell you.
Or if Eustine Wisuu might be there. I don't know. We have no idea.
Well, I'm just going to tell you because, you know, you and I are dear friends. And if you want to support a dear friend, I am doing the honorary first serve that night. So I just, you know, if you want an autograph or anything, I'd be willing to help you out. But you got to get there early.
So are you going to supply the volleyball that you're going to sign me? Or?
Yeah, sure. I'll find one. Dude, I'm gonna jump serve this thing. Like I said, it's going to go through the wall, so it'll be out in the parking lot. I'll just grab it for you.
I'm good. Hopefully you're practicing.
I don't need to practice, Mike. Come on. This thing, you'll see. I'm excited for the week.
Before he threw out his first pitch, too.
We're going to have, I think Lindsay Oates is going to join us tomorrow, too, to talk about. I've been a little bold in my conversations about this serve, so we'll see what she has to say.
Yeah, Lindsay can give you some tips.
Yeah, well, I will take them. I will take them. But I'm excited for that. But I'm also excited for to see this football team in action Saturday against a Washington Huskies team that's been, you know, pretty darn good the last couple of years. Obviously, in the national championship game not that long ago, Michigan didn't have to forfeit it, so Washington still is runner-up. But they've been a good football team, certainly a well-respected team. Gets extremely loud there, and that's kind of what we were feeling today at practice, was the Rams preparing for just how loud it's going to be in that stadium.
Yeah, teams, that's becoming customary across the country. If you go into a place that's traditionally loud, you practice with crowd noise. But no, Washington's a really good test, this first trip for them. You got a new defense. I know Tyson Summers is excited to see how they adapt to what they're going to see from a pretty talented Washington team. Their quarterback will like to throw it deep. They've got a running back who can pound it, and he's a 1,000-yard rusher. And they do have explosiveness at the wide receiver. So they will be tested, but you have to. I mean, everybody needs this first game to see what you're going through. I mean, Tommy Perry has probably had the most change to overgo throughout this offseason because he lost key pieces, fixtures on his special team units, and he's got to replace them all. And it's not just the specialists, you know, the kicker, the punter. There's a new holder. There's a new long snapper. But it's the guys that are in coverage and the guys that are in blocking. And you had guys like Peter Montini, who were on every unit and they excel, and a Dane Olsen. And those are guys that are hard to replace. And he's got to go through the process of finding out who's going to be, you know, that core group that's going to make the special teams units good, which they have been under Tommy Perry here. He does think they're going to be more athletic, but and it probably will look a little bit different, but he's still hoping for good results.
Mike, is that kind of one of the focuses of your piece coming out at CSURams.com, kind of talking about the special teams side of things?
Yeah, I talked to Tommy Perry and a couple guys, okay. And that'll be today's story. And then I did just talk to, you know, a couple guys for what we'll do for setting the stage on Friday. Just looking at a couple different aspects of the team before they go out on this first road trip.
Yeah, I'm pumped for it, Mike. Ready to go, man. Excited to get you back. You know, welcome back to the company. You know, we're always happy to have you, Mike, and we don't ever want to lose you, my friend.
I don't know. Then why do you keep firing?
Well, you know, we go through things. Yeah, you're. Well, I told you. You said that I said last week, but I my head has been all over the place. I went through a very emotional bet this summer with the Rockies, so I was not thinking clearly. So, Mike, my apologies, but I'm excited to get you back on every single Tuesday here on the whole show.
I was going to say, you kind of fired me during last basketball season, but I guess we're not going to talk about that.
Well, things. We'll talk. Exactly. We'll talk. Mike, always appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Okay, take care.
All right, Mike Brohard. Well, to be honest, we did so much with basketball last year because we had a weekly with Ollie Faroukmanesh. We had Neek Clifford on. Kevin Lytle had his regular segment with us. We were pretty packed to the brim there, plus making room for all of our other teams that we're covering too. So it was getting tight. And Mike understood. He's just being fun. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Take a short break here, Mike. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.